A seismic shift has taken place in the world of work. Diversity and inclusion are no longer simply nice to have. These concepts are front and centre of how we do business. I'm Rachel Wilson, MD of diversity consultancy EW Group, and I'm excited to welcome you aboard Season 4 of the Reworked podcast, as we unpick the fabric of working culture to discover how inclusion can become the golden thread that runs throughout all aspects of business.
Hi, I'm Nana. I'm a client solutions manager here at EW and your host for today's podcast. I have the pleasure of speaking with the great Pamela Jones about International Women's Day. Let me first introduce Pamela, who we all know very well at EW. Pamela is a diversity and inclusion consultant with particular specialisms in the financial service industry. She's had multiple leadership roles over the past couple of years. You know, she was voted as the Financial Times top five female heroes and future leaders in 2018 for her work in driving diversity and inclusion initiatives within the financial services sector. Hi, Pamela, how are you doing?
Hello, Nana. Very nice to meet you. I'm doing very well, thank you. Very blessed indeed. Amazing.
You know, at EW, we're incredibly proud that Pamela's part of our consultant team, and she's more recently joined the group board as a non-exec director. She's extremely passionate about education and representation of younger generation. You know, it's something that really, really drives her. And she's been delivering in schools in East London and sixth forms and academies. So we're just going to have a really nice candid chat about, you know, International Women's Day. And, you know, it's widely celebrated in amongst the D&I calendar, especially in educational settings and workplaces across the world. And it's been observed, you know, as a thing to celebrate every 8th of March since the 1900s. But Pamela, what do you think about International Women's Day as a whole? And how can one raise awareness about International Women's Day instead of it just being, let's say, for instance, on the 8th of March? What do you think about that?
So International Women's Day, thanks, Nana, for that. For that question. International Women's Day, for me, must be celebrated. We must, as women, celebrate ourselves.
Absolutely.
I don't think we do that enough. But like a lot of these celebrations, it's always like one day,
or,
you know, for Black History Month, it's one month,
yeah,
or racial equality week, that gets a week. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to start thinking about how we actually present intersectionality every single day. How are we showing up every single day? And is it International Women's Day for everybody?
Right.
And I want to be radical here. We always seem to talk about it in corporate spaces and different workplaces. But is it International Women's Day for the women who are marginalized, for the women who are disabled, for the women who are struggling with their sexual identities, LGBTQ women? Is it International Women's Day for them?
Mm.
And are they being celebrated?
Right.
And also women who are at the margins of our society, and different socioeconomic groups really had a hard time, especially in this current society where people are really struggling. Is it International Women's Day for the woman who is living on the 20th floor of a tower block with her children? How do we celebrate her? And I feel sometimes we get caught up in the bubble of corporate life. Oh, we're doing really well.
Right.
And look at our privileges as women and so on and so forth. And can I say ableist women?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we need to start thinking about International Women's Day more widely.
Mm.
And again, to my point, across the intersections, we definitely need to celebrate. We need to celebrate how we thrive, what we are achieving, what we're learning. But we also need to celebrate our survival. Because a lot of us are really surviving workplaces right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real. Some people are thriving and having a great time, but that is not everyone's experience.
Yeah.
So when we think about International Women's Day, I would like a more expansive conversation around it. I would like us to think about the women located in the globe who do not have our privileges, who do not have our freedoms. What about women and all that unseen labour that women do that never gets talked about? I feel like International Women's Day is a must, but we do have to start making it a broader conversation. And there's ways we can do that.
You know, I've noticed that in the past 12 months, we've seen reproductive rights being withheld in the US. We've seen female leaders publicly critiqued for their inability to have it all. We've seen women and girls suffering gender-based violence in war-torn countries, you know, gender pay gap within the UK. We've seen a lot with women going through different things in different capacities. So within the setting of, let's say, a workplace or however individuals are being celebrated, what more can be done? Because I love what you said. We need to also celebrate. We need to, you know, magnify how we've thrived. But we also need to recognize that we're surviving as well. So what can actually be done in terms of the bigger picture of things?
Definitely. For me, I'm going to start with the workplace.
Yeah.
Within the workplace settings, there is so much work to be done.
Yeah.
The first one I would say is representation.
Absolutely.
And when I say representation, I mean all types of women in our intersections represented throughout the business.
Yeah.
Not just through the, you know, the graduate scheme or, oh, this is our apprentice scheme, but actually middle managers, senior managers, execs, on boards. And by that, I want to see a mixture of women that are celebrated, as I said, not just particular women. So not just white middle-class women that suddenly are celebrated within those spaces, because there is a plethora of women that need to also be in those spaces. So workplaces need to start thinking around how they actually recruit, what type of inclusive recruitment program have they got, and more importantly, positive action around those recruitment programs, so that women of all walks of life at all intersections are considered and placed in those spaces. And also, so that's the workplace setting. But I want to talk as a society around what you said, our survival as women, right? We are absolutely going through and have been at the impact of so many forms of oppression, Nana. And we don't like to kind of label this as such, or we don't like to use this vocabulary, but we need to start thinking about it in this and speaking to it. And the oppression is patriarchy, to your point, you know, men actually going out and think about this. Men are creating policies and laws that affect our bodies. Men are creating particular oppressive systems for women. And even though they may not actually think about it in a particular way, but this is how it's affecting us. And so we're trapped by all these types of oppression. There's patriarchy, there's sexism, there's misogyny.
Yeah.
Those of us who are Black and global majority, there's misogynoir. There's homophobia. I could go on. I could go on. Capitalism. There's so much that affect us. And we as the cornerstone of the globe, because if you look everywhere in the world, we are the labor force. We are so many things. Our multiple identities afford us the woman in the workplace, mother, teacher, wife, aunt, athlete, I could go on. So when people are thinking about bringing in people into the workplace, they need to have a wider lens of how they recruit, and specifically how they support women in the workplace to thrive and get the best out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. While we sit in that oppressive state that we're always in, because a lot of the times we are surviving workplaces, mm-hmm. we are surviving particular spaces, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've got to be real about that.
Yeah.
But there's a part to play. Organizations have a part to play in actually, as I said, making this more expansive, more positive action.
Yeah.
Actually thinking about how women can thrive and making that available and making pay apps parity with pay. We're still struggling with gender pay.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is ridiculous, given that we're in 2023. So there's some key pieces around recruitment, retention, gender pay, and support.
Mm-hmm. So essentially, just the quality of life as a woman within the workplace needs to be looked at. Which is fabulous, and it leads me sort of to my next question. So how do we sort of get that balance between celebrating the achievements made in gender equality with also being very clear about the scale of the task that lies ahead? So how do we sort of pace the change? You know, we're grateful for the change we've had, but there's still a lot that lies ahead for us to do. So how do we sort of go about doing that, celebrating the achievements, but also knowing that there's still much more that we as a society, we as a workplace, that we can all do?
I think more work needs to be done.
Yeah.
Speaking about the contribution of women,
yeah,
and the way that is positioned in our organisation and in society as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that sometimes when our achievements are published, there is context to it that somehow diminishes the work that we do.
Yeah.
So there's more to do around that. Parity of contribution and how we are seen, excuse me, and also around really talking and speaking to those power structures that I spoke to. How do we start engaging with organizational power structures to bring this parity to this conversation around women and their contribution? And I think there needs to be more than a policy. So a lot of the times, Nana, I will speak to CEOs, I'll speak to senior managers, and everyone will say to me, oh, we've got a policy on that.
Right.
And I will say, that's fantastic. But what about policy to practice? Policies are redundant for me unless they are put into practice and then mobilized. Because having a policy around, let's just pick a topic, around parental leave or menopause, having a policy, how is that tangibly going to work within the workplace? Who is speaking about that? Who is putting in a working process around that? So that when particular things happen and people are asking for parental leave, people are asking for adoption leave, people are asking for support around menopause, how is that actually happening tangibly in the work? What people actually taken? So I think there's a couple of things that we have to think about when we start thinking about the contribution of women and actually how the workplace can bring about those changes. And the biggest one for me is you have to start talking about it.
Right.
You have to start having that parity conversation that somehow my contribution is no less than my counterpart.
Yeah.
Right. So right there, that's the inequality. And we speak about inequality all the time, but the inequality is how we are received and then how we are positioned in the workplace. And that needs to be addressed.
Yeah. No, that I completely agree. You've said it perfectly. I was also going to ask, how can we use our platform and influence to advocate for gender equality beyond the workplace? We've spoken a lot about the workplace, inclusive hiring, inclusive cultures. Yes. But how can we use our own platforms and influence to sort of go beyond the workplace for that equality?
First of all, I do think, I mean, we live in a social media society now. We also live in a cancel culture. But we also live in what I call a saturation of information sometimes, where there's so much information out there, you're not sure which thread to hold on to, Nana. And I feel sometimes that that too can be overwhelming. But in terms of accelerating the conversations outside of the workplace, I would say we need to start speaking to and having men in the conversations. And I say men, and I want to caveat men, I want to say the power structures in the conversations, because let's be clear, a lot of these organizations are run by men. A lot of the culture and all of that forming piece sits on the shoulders of those CEOs. And also, we need to start getting the power structures in those meetings to start thinking and talking about women more widely and start actually saying, do you know what? International Women's Day is not a one and done. International Women's Day is every day. And we celebrate our women
Amazing.
and we raise awareness for this. And we are going to effectively create some transformational change around how women are going to be positioned in our organizations, what their contribution stands for, and all those the good things. But I think the first start is having conversations about pay. That would be good, wouldn't it? We're still
It'd
struggling.
be
Yeah, we're still
amazing.
struggling with pay. And I feel like, I do feel there needs to be transparency around pay, and people feel
Absolutely.
really weird about that. But I do. I think there needs to be transparency around pay. And then we as women need to start getting those power structures in those conversations around, okay, what are you doing with women? And it should be what women? How are they positioned? How are they being supported, nurtured, and support and mentored throughout the organization? Are you focusing on women for succession planning, or who's going to be the next CEO? What's happening with that promotional ladder, right? So those are the conversations we definitely should be having outside with our networks, but also those power structures as well. And the reason why we should be having them outside, we need to build the muscle around thinking of these things. A
Agreed.
lot of people are really scared, and I get it, because no one wants to be labeled or punitively damaged around what they say or think. But I do think there's a muscle that we need to start exercising around how we position this and how we show up, not just in the world, but how we show up in workplaces.
Amazing.
Yeah,
Amazing.
start
If
using
you can,
that muscle, Nana.
we have to use the muscle. It's
Yeah.
necessary. It's very important now.
Yeah.
If you were to say one thing that you love about International Women's Day, what would it be for you personally? It's a hard question because I'm sure that
Do you
there's
know what?
lots.
I've got a couple of I've got a couple of quotes, Nana, that I really, really like. And one is from Audre Lorde, who was a black feminist activist, an academic, a poet, amazing woman. And she said the following quote, and I really love this. She says, "Your silence will not protect you." Now, that is so deep, and we could dissect that in so many ways, but she is absolutely correct. Sitting down, waiting for someone to say, "You're amazing, you're good, you will be promoted," is not going to help us. What we need to do, as that quote says, your silence will not protect you. It won't. And I do think that is absolutely crucial. And the other And I think that's a good one for International Women's Day. And the other one I'd like to share with you is again from Audre Lorde. This quote really speaks to my soul, being a Black and global majority person with roots in the global South. She says the following: I am not free while any woman is unfree. Even when her shackles are very different from my own. And I think that is hugely important and really speaks to my soul, because as we celebrate International Women's Day and we come full circle, Nana, it's not just about us here, these shores, it's about all the women all over the world who is not having our experience. Who is having a completely different experience, who are in the fields and doing all the unpaid labour, or running a market stall, or is at home with children, or is a carer. I could go on. So we really have to contextualise this. And also women who don't have our freedoms. We saw the other day the women in... was it Libya, who is fighting for their rights right now, right? So we've really got to think about International Women's Day as, is it great for me or is it great for everybody?
Right.
Am I getting recognised, or is everybody getting recognised?
Getting recognised, yeah.
Right. So that for me kind of underpins my International Women's Day. And don't get me wrong, I definitely think we should celebrate. But I think we should celebrate all year, all throughout the year. I think we should celebrate
our every day of the year.
All the time, yes. Yeah. And congratulate ourselves for being the backbone of this globe that we live in. Because we are. Right? And so for me, International Women's Day, yes, it's been going for a long time. You know, the UN introduced it and recognized it in 1975, which is great, but it should be a one and done. And again, like I said, with all these kind of movements and slogans, why are we doing one day? Why are we doing a month for Black History? When we know our institutions. Right? Why are we doing a week for racial equity? Why are we doing LGBTQ a month? Like, all of this needs to be disrupted. All of it. Why are we doing that? Why aren't we talking about it every day? Every day is World Day and People Day from all intersections. So, yes. I think it's a great thing, but my views are way more expansive than the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
love it. Your silence will not protect you, and that's my take home. That speaks volumes in itself. But just to end on a more light note, what will you be doing this International Women's Day?
So
what will we be fine Pamela doing?
Right, so I'm going to do a quick lunch and learn with a group of wonderful people. So I'll be doing that. And then in the evening, I'm going out for dinner. What I'll be doing International Women's Day.
Wow.
Next week. And actually, I'm going to take the day quite easy.
Yeah.
To pamper myself.
Absolutely.
And give myself the love and attention. And the wellness day that I absolutely need.
Wow, amazing. So the lunch and learn, how does that work?
Yeah, sure. So I'm doing a lunch and learn where I'm going to be speaking to a group of women and men around my own personal journey, Nana, and also around these some of the topics that I've mentioned on this podcast, which is around navigating the workspace, power, how do you use your social power, how does others' power affect you, how do you feel and show up in the workplace in terms of your own resilience? What do you shy away from and what do you lean into? And to really get us present to how we show up. So, yeah, that's what the Lunch and Learn is going to be about next week.
Perfect. Sounds amazing. Well, Pamela, it was an absolute pleasure. I've learned so, so, so much. You know, International Women's Day should be every day. It should not just be, you know, on the 8th of March. Thank you so much for your time. It was amazing.
Thank you so much, Nana. Thank you for having me and inviting me on this podcast. And I wish you well, Nana, and hope you have a lovely International Women's Day too.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope this month's episode has brought you new ways of thinking about inclusion at work and ideas for what you might do next in your organisation. Check out the episode description for social media accounts for us and for our guests. We'll be back again next month. This is an independent, advert-free podcast, and we rely on your support to keep making these broadcasts. We'd love it if you could subscribe, like, and review us. See you next time.